Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. All the work privacy advocates have done since September 11th may be erased with the bullets in San Bernardino recently. Politicians are using that as an excuse to expand surveillance and restrict privacy. The Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act is a perfect example of what is currently going on in the halls of Congress. The bill began as an effort to roll back the excesses of surveillance, and now is being turned into an all-access pass for federal authorities to snoop. The Senate and House both recently passed versions of the bill that were not raising objections with privacy advocates. House Intelligence Committee members have been working out the differences secretly lately and are now gutting the surveillance restrictions and opening back doors for snoops and hackers. Quote, "We've just learned that the Intelligence Committee are trying to pull a fast one," unquote. Nathan White, senior legislative manager at digital rights advocate Access, wrote in a recent email, quote, "They've been negotiating in secret and came up with a Frankenstein bill that has some of the worst parts of both the House and the Senate versions," unquote. Sources tell the Hill newspaper that House Speaker Paul Ryan, Republican from Wisconsin, and other congressional leaders are behind many of the new surveillance sections of CISA. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.